Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayin to the last Mishnah Masechtas Maisris. Perik Hei Mishnah Ches. Shum means garlic. Shum Baal Bechi. Baal Bechi. Baal Bechi means a person who cries. But over here we're referring to a very, very sharp kind of a garlic that comes from a place called Baal Bechi. Says the Batanura, it's Bahar HaLavanin. In Arabic, Levanin is called Baal. So this is called Baal Bechi. Bechi is the area of that particular district in Levanon that this shum used to grow there. Another pshat, why it's called Baal Bechi, is because it was so sharp, as soon as you came into contact with it, you would start crying. U batzal shal richba, the onion of richba, an onion that grows in richba. Here too, the Rambam says, the Pasuk says, chashras mayim ovei shechakim. The Targum says, richpas maya. This is an onion. It's shaped a little bit different than other onions. It's extremely sharp. If you touch it, then touch your eye will start pouring tears. Ugrisin ha-kilkalin. These are actually split beans that come from kilkalin. Salsillian split beans is the dictionary definition. They're square, says the Batanura. In the Sechtes Nagoyim, where the Mishnah wants to describe a square nega, it says it was the size of a gris, ha-kilkali, was square. Vodashim ha-mitzriyais, the lentils, they're extremely sharp. Nobody plants them, or most people don't plant them. They're too sharp to eat. I mean, you could force it down, but nobody bothers growing these things. So the chazak is, it comes from hefker. If it comes from hefker, it's not mechuyev and maestris. Remeir says, add these to the list. Afha karkas, klakas, says the batanura. Type of cabbage. It's mimin hakruv. And Rabbi Yossi says, afha kutnim. Kutnim is also a type of lentil. They're also pturim and amaisris, because these tenuim hold that they also grow in the wild. People don't bother planting it. Not only are they pater and amaisris, because we assume that it grew wild, that it was hefker to start with, but you can buy it from anyone during Shemitah, even from someone that is choshud to sell peres shviyas, because there's no kedusha shviyas on these things. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, zera luf ha'elya, in the seed of the wild luf. Luf is a kind of an onion. Batanura says, Anishamati, this is called the Luf HaShaita. But the Zera Luf HaPikach is Chayiv. Since when is a onion either a Shaita or a smart? So this was a kind of a nickname. Shaita was the one that grew wild. The Luf HaPikach is the one that grew in the garden. I guess the simon to remember it, if it grew in the garden, the farmer was Mechanachet. If it grew wild, who was Mechanachet, right? So it remained a Shaita. The Luf HaShaita was also referred to as the Luf HaElyon. It's hard to eat. It's not edible. Some say Luf HaElyon means, the Batanura brings this pshat as well, the upper part of the luf. That part you can't eat. It's the part that grows outside of the ground. The part that grows underneath the ground you could eat. Alkol panim, says the Mishnah Vayter. Zera kreshim, leek seeds. Zera betzalim, onion seeds. Zera lefes, utznoines, turnip, and radish seeds. Ushaz eroinagin, eshein nechal, or other seeds of the garden that you can't eat. Turmin a maisris, because if it's not royal achila, there's no chi of maisris. Seeds that are royal achila, there is a chi of maisris for. Vinolkachim mikaladim eshvias, they can also be purchased from anyone on Shemitah, even from someone who we wouldn't trust normally, who is choshed al eshvias, because there is no Shemitah for this. Finally, the Mishnah concludes by saying as follows. What happens if I would take some of these seeds and I would say, this is truma? Then a Torah it's not truma, but midrabanan it's truma. Then I go and I plant it. Zok the Mishnah, she'avobi, even though she'avi and truma, what grows now? Their father was truma. What I planted was truma. Hari elu yachlu, you can eat it. Now, normally, the Rabbanim made a gzeri, they said, gidulei truma is ketruma. What grows out of truma, you can't eat. Only a kayan can eat it. But over here, what you planted is also only truma mid Rabbanim, because it's not edible. So, gidulei truma, when the truma that you planted was only mid Rabbanim, that far, the Chacham didn't go, and they said, what grows out of this, a person can eat. So, chazring over our last Mishnah here. Shum Baal Bechi, Batzel Shal Richba, Grisin HaKilkalin, Adashim HaMitzrius. What do they all have in common? Nobody plants them. The chances are, if you have it, it grew wild, and there's no Chiv in Maisris. Remeir says, add to the list Karkas, kind of cabbage. Rabbi Yossi says, add to the list Kutnim, type of lentil, which also is something that grows wild. People don't plant it, and therefore they're Potim in Maisris. And you can purchase it from anyone on Shemitah. The seeds of the Luf HaElyon, which either means a type that grows wild, otherwise called Luf HaShaita, or it means the top part of the Luf, the seeds of leeks, onions, turnips, and radishes, and other garden seeds that are not eaten, that will put them in a Maaser, and you can buy it from anyone on Shemitah, even someone who is Chashen El Shemitah, because there is no Kedusha Shemitah on it. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that if somebody uses this as Trumah, it becomes Trumah Midrabanan. But being that it's only Trumah Midrabanan, if you plant it, unlike other Trumah, where we say what grows is Trumah over here, what grows from it could be eaten by anyone. Hadrin Allah, Masechtas Maaseres.